cash back.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Fort Riley guard shot and wounded a motorist Monday after an altercation at a gate at the Kansas Army base. The base said in a news release that the motorist's injuries weren't life-threatening. The man's name hasn't yet been released. In Overland Park, the Greek Orthodox Festival is fast approaching. Preparations underway, which will mark the 75th anniversary.
Nella Wick of St. Dionysios Greek Orthodox Church says the event features all kinds of mouth-watering goodies, including baklava. The proceeds support the church and communities across the globe.
We count on it, first of all, to support our church. And then there are a lot of charities that we support, not just in the United States, but also in Greece when there is a need for it.
Wick spoke with Channel 4 News. The festival is scheduled to take place June 9th and 10th at the Greek Orthodox Church. I'm Armetta Landrum.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced a new grant funding that will help communities gain valuable certified sites designation for shovel-ready industrial sites in Kansas. Kansas Certified Sites designation is issued when communities successfully demonstrate their property is prime for development and ready for investment, which is a huge advantage in recruiting and expanding businesses. And the program is designed to reduce the risks associated with development. A Kansas Certified Site is attractive to investors and site selectors because it provides key detailed background information on a site's price, availability, utilities, site access, environmental records, and potential site development costs. It encourages faster site selection decisions, and it can help greenfield or expansion projects get started. As part of the new Certified Sites Grant Program, the Kansas Department of Commerce will provide matching dollars up to $10,000 for eligible entities to use towards completion of a Kansas Certified Sites Program application, and funding is available for non-metro counties with a population of less than 50,000. Eligible expenditures covered by Certified Sites grant funds include consulting services, marketing costs, and engineering expenditures related to the completion of the Certified Sites program application, and all applicants are required to provide matching funds. Successful recipients of Kansas Certified Sites designation receive many benefits, including marketing support for attracting investors, and Kansas Certified Sites are incorporated into a variety of marketing campaigns and strategies, which includes a profile on the Kansas Department of Commerce website and visibility on Kansas Department of Commerce social media channels. And applications for the Kansas Certified Site program are accepted year-round. For more information about Certified Sites or the Certified Sites grants funds, you can call 785-213-7312. According to a report from researchers at Kansas State University, a fungal disease targeting corn crops is moving across the Midwest and Great Plains. Phylacora mydis, also known as tar spot, first appeared in Indiana and Illinois in 2015, and since then, it has spread to surrounding states. Farmers spotted it in Nebraska for the first time in 2021, and in Missouri, Kansas, and South Dakota during the last growing season. Southwest Missouri agronomist Brian Bunt stated that it's a very aggressive disease compared to some of the other diseases they deal with, like southern rust, gray leaf spot, or northern corn leaf flight, and it moves very, very quickly. He said he's seen pictures from the Midwest where the infection begins, and 7 days later, that field is completely shut down. The fungal disease attacks leaf tissue in corn and can rapidly deteriorate the plant. According to the Crop Protection Network, it's estimated that tar spot caused farmers to lose around $3 billion in the United States from 2018 to 2021 and has the potential to be more destructive in states that are just now seeing cases. Since it's still early, farmers will have to wait to see how much of an effect tar spot will have in states where it's just appearing, as the disease prefers relatively cool temperatures and humidity to develop and spread. Farmers are encouraged to report any sightings to their local extension office and to save the leaves so that the extension can confirm the disease. There's also a website called Corn IPM Pipe where farmers can report tar spot and get identification from specialists. Yesterday, on National Agriculture Day, U.S. Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas and U.S. Representatives Jim Costa of California, Robert Latta of Ohio, Angie Craig of Minnesota, Adrian Smith of Nebraska, and Jimmy Panetta of California introduced legislation alongside more than 50 other colleagues recognizing the importance of stepped-up basis in response to the Biden administration's budget proposal, which suggests the elimination of the tax provision for agricultural producers and small business owners. Stepped-up basis is a long-standing provision within the tax code that protects people from being forced to pay capital gains taxes on inherited assets, such as land, equipment, or buildings, allowing recipients of the inherited assets to adjust their cost basis to reflect their fair market value. 98% of all American farms are family-owned, and a study conducted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service determined that 66% of all mid-sized farms would see an increased tax liability if stepped-up basis were eliminated. This stepped-up basis resolution commits the House of Representatives to support the preservation of the stepped-up basis, opposing any efforts to impose new taxes on family farms or small businesses, and recognizing the importance of generational transfers of family-owned farms and small businesses. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
For the 16th consecutive year, Fort Hays State University has been recognized for its investment in programs that improve the lives of veterans and military personnel, earning a 2023-2024 Military Friendly School designation from militaryfriendly.com. Institutions that received the designation were evaluated using public data sources and response from a proprietary survey, and more than 1,800 schools participated in the 2023-2024 survey, with 530 schools earning award-level designations in gold, silver, and bronze. Fort Hays State University attained the rank of silver again this year. Kelsey Broadway, the assistant director of Fort Hays State University Online Recruitment and Military Connected Student Services, said they strive to achieve the goal of being not only military friendly, but also military focused. And by using this survey as an annual tool to build from, they move new initiatives forward with the intentional purpose of improving the military connected student experience at Fort Hays State University. The military friendly program creates civilian opportunities for veterans and is the standard that measures an organization's commitment, effort, and success in creating sustainable and meaningful opportunities for the military community. The 2023-2024 Military Friendly Schools list can be found at militaryfriendly.com. Benefits at Fort Hays State University for military students include tuition assistance, veteran affairs benefits, yellow ribbon, and in-state tuition and scholarships. More information on military benefits can be found at fhsu.edu. Some Kansas lawmakers are calling for a new plan that could mean paying a fine for hitting a referee or getting in their face in a threatening way, which is meant to keep order in sports. Not only would this bill protect referees, but also it would help curb the shortage that's going on, as some experts say it's one reason why there is a shortage of referees. The House Education Committee on Tuesday heard testimony about the proposed bill, and Representative Scott Hill said he thinks the bill should cover far more than sports officials because he couldn't justify that the job of a referee is more important than the job of a medical professional or a school professional. Other lawmakers agree with Hill, so right now the bill has been tabled while legislators decide whether other professions should be protected and added as well. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, March 13th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Michael Thompson was in and provided the commission with information about a meeting on Farmer to Farmer. The meeting was held to discuss farming practices, decreasing fertilizer cost, alternative forages and cover crops, grazing, and increasing soil health. After an executive session for the purpose of non-elected personnel, two tax abatements were presented to the commission for approval. Tax statement 2023-10 was presented for property that was sold and failed to be reported. The abatement was for $21.96. Tax abatement 2023-11 was presented for allowing a decline in production as presented by the taxpayer. The statement was approved in the amount of $3,337.26. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department delivered the weekly report to the commission, and the commission discussed with Rob work in the south central part of the county that was done recently. The commission discussed the employee timesheets and daily work log and emphasized the importance of accurate reporting. Sheriff Troy Thompson gave the commission a department report, and Troy stated that the dispatch is fully staffed now and working very well. However, the department is one deputy short at this time. Troy then gave the jail count and reported that the Durango has been decaled and will be in service, and also discussed was the sale of the pickup that's being retired from the fleet. Troy said he'll contact Big Iron for a listing on the vehicle. The mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for approval, and upon review, the commission signed and approved the checks and vouchers. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the March 6, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. And the meeting was then adjourned until March 20th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Ag Republican John Bozeman agreed at the annual AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Forum farm bill funding must be robust, but disagreed over priorities. Stabenow, as expected, strongly supports SNAP funding that she and other Democrats charge Republicans are looking to cut.
When you see proposals to cut mandatory spending, and the folks talking about it are aiming at SNAP and nutrition, but they don't understand every single program in the Farm Bill is mandatory spending. And so that means crop insurance, that means commodity programs, you know, that means trade, title, that all of it.
But top Senate Ag Republican John Bozeman argues production agriculture is losing ground to nutrition as $867 billion for the last farm bill rises to over $1.5 trillion projected for the next one.
Almost all of that is nutrition increase. And so the farm safety nets have really not received any money with all of these outpourings of infusion of cash into farm programs. Almost all of that has been nutrition, it's been conservation. So we want to make sure that the safety nets, traditional farming, our specialty crops are well represented and they get what they need.
And when might that happen?
Can't give you the month, but I really feel very strongly we're going to get it done this year. You know, I was in the House for 9 years. I've got lots of friends over there that are kind of running the place now on both sides. There seems to be a real commitment. Don't really know how we're going to get it done, but this is true of all farm bills.
Especially this year, amid not just the SNAP versus farm programs fight, but the GOP White House fight over raising the debt ceiling in return for budget cuts, a fight that could last into summer. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Two more low-pressure systems are on the way through the Central Plains. It'll be very warm today with our temperatures way above average for much of Kansas, and then we'll start cooling off tomorrow and especially Friday as cold front makes its way across our region. Looks like the best chance of statewide precipitation will be late Thursday into Friday. Otherwise, just parts of our state will get showers and maybe a few thunderstorms over the next few days. With the warm weather, dry conditions, and gusty wind, we'll have fire weather conditions in much of western and southwestern Kansas through this evening. On the map heading into the afternoon, low pressure is over southeast Colorado with another low moving onshore in central California. A stationary front is across Kansas, but we'll have some occasional cloud cover along with some sunshine. Pretty low rain chances through today. North of the stationary front will be in the 50s and 60s for the afternoon highs in northern Kansas, but south of the front we're expecting 70s and maybe even a few low 80s in the south central counties. A few showers are possible late in the afternoon and overnight across our northern counties. The rest of the state should stay dry. Early Friday, a cold front will drop through the state from the north with cooler high pressure moving in. Scattered showers possible just about statewide, continuing through the day. Saturday looks sunny and breezy, and then we'll have another chance of rain for much of the Central Plains on Saturday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 60s with low 30s overnight. North central, upper 50s and low 60s, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. Mid-50s to low 60s in the northeast counties, low to mid-40s for the overnight hours. Mid-70s southwest and low 40s overnight. Upper 70s and low 80s south central. Tonight we're in the mid to upper 40s. For the southeast counties, upper 70s, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers. And the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 130.802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
We'll be right back.
This is